You're listening to SBS News. A number of institutions around the world are looking at whether man's best friend can help in the effort against the coronavirus. Six dogs from the charity Medical Detection Dogs could soon be trained to detect if someone has COVID-19 and play a vital role in preventing further spread of the pandemic. Teams at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine and Durham University say the dogs are ready to be assessed to work on the project, and their noses could pick up the scent of the disease in as little as 6 to 8 weeks. The aim is for the charity to intensively train the dogs that do pass the assessment to help provide a rapid, non-invasive diagnosis towards the end of the epidemic. Dr. James Logan is from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine.
And it builds upon years of research that we've already done as a team to demonstrate that people who have a malaria infection have a distinctive body odour, and we've shown that dogs can be trained to detect that with very high accuracy. So if this is successful and we show the same for COVID-19, this could completely revolutionise the way that we are tackling this disease.
He'll be working in collaboration with Professor Steve Lindsay, a public health entomologist and professor in the Department of Biosciences at Durham University.
As we begin to beat down this epidemic and the numbers become very low, one of the important things is to prevent new infections coming into the country, re-establishing. So in order to get the economy going again, we've got to open up our airports. And we think the dogs can play a really great role here if we can show that they can discriminate with high accuracy whether people have COVID-19 or not. So the basic idea is that we could screen travellers innocently coming into this country who may be carrying COVID-19, detect those people and isolate them.
Just outside Paris, similar experiments are underway. Researchers at France's National Veterinary College are investigating whether their search and rescue dogs, which until now have been trained to work with French firefighters, can also be enlisted to help in the search for a way to tackle COVID-19. Their Belgian Shepherd dogs are usually used to search for people in fires or natural disasters, and some are trained to sniff out drugs and explosives. Whether they can be trained to sniff out COVID-19 isn't proven. The laboratory team is collaborating with other teams in Belgium, Corsica, Lebanon, and soon in Brazil. The work in Paris is different again to what's happening in the United States at Penn Vet's Working Dog Centre. The centre's director, Dr. Cynthia Otto, says dogs have the ability to detect low levels of organic compounds associated with diseases such as ovarian cancer and bacterial infections. These compounds are found in blood, saliva, urine, and breath. Dr. Otto believes dogs and their extremely sensitive noses might be able to do the same with the coronavirus. To test the theory, Penn researchers are launching a study with 8 Labrador retrievers.
The vision would be that these dogs are able to screen large numbers of people, either at transportation hubs, coming into buildings. You know, we can imagine lots of places that this would be valuable. And I think the third thing would be, is this an opportunity for dogs to screen facilities for actual virus? So if we have viral contamination, say, in a nursing home, and it's been cleaned, can we have the dogs just confirm that indeed we've gotten that virus out of there?
Over the course of several weeks, the dogs will be exposed to inactivated coronavirus present in saliva and urine. Whether these very small studies can ever lead to anything consequential remains to be seen. Researchers in the US believe the experiment does have practical applications, such as helping to develop an electronic nose. Dr. Otto says one limitation is the availability of dogs that can do this sort of work.
There are not enough dogs in this country that can even do the screening of explosives at the airports, and so that's been a big issue. And if you can imagine, everybody would want a dog that could screen, because that's such a safety factor. It's like, okay, I'm not going anywhere without my dog to screen the rest of the world around me. or any business would want to have those dogs. So this is going to be a real challenge, and this is why the dogs need to be sort of a part of a global plan or a comprehensive plan. So including the chemical sensing, including the electronic sensing, including all the other tests, they're never going to replace anything. But if we can strategically deploy these dogs, that's going to be important.
It takes a special type of dog to participate in the lab work. They not only need to have the right skill set, but a personality that allows them to focus for extended periods of time. Dr. Nathan Hall, director of the Canine Olfaction Lab at Texas Tech University, agrees the study has the potential to establish that dogs will be able to detect the virus. But he cautions against greater expectations.
I wouldn't be surprised if dogs prove to be quite capable at it. I also wouldn't be surprised if they prove not particularly capable at it. So it's one of those where, it's a great research question, right? Because it could go either way, so you don't know.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.